Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer? I hope they don't think I was serious
about that. I need
to be
awake. Next.
I forgot my brain shut off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise, but there's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better, like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
You are now listening to the Prescription for Purpose podcast, the go-to destination for women who are tired of feeling burnt out and stuck in the exhausting cycle of doing but not thriving. Each week, we'll provide you with Christ-centered mental wellness prescriptions to help you reclaim your peace, renew your purpose, and live life spiritually well. And if you're a therapist or a coach, the tools and insights that we curate here will help you make a Christ-centered impact on your clients today. Are you ready, sis? Let's get started. Hey, friend, and welcome back to another episode of the Prescription for Purpose podcast. I pray that you all had an amazing week. I'm excited because it's my birthday week. I am turning 35 years young on Wednesday, and I'm so grateful just for the space to be able to do what I love to do. God has really been showing up and showing out this month, even as I'm recording this in real time. I just got back from dinner with one of my really good friends, had dinner with friends again yesterday, and I'm doing a staycation this year. At first, I wanted to go out, do all of the things, but after back-to-back travel with my brother-in-law's funeral, I just want to be at home with my new baby and with my family and just have a great old time. And the Lord is coming through. Y'all know that the accountability calls is where we kind of decompress from the week, get prepared for the next week, and I share some gems, whatever that is that the Lord may have dropped on my spirit. Make sure y'all are using the accountability inbox if y'all have something that you're working through, something you want me to discuss. This is the place and the space for that. Now, this week, something I want to share with y'all is a little bit of a hot topic, but I want to make sure that I share this with y'all in the same way that God gave it to me. And it went as such. A lot of us are disappointed because we are looking for God to provide external validation to vindicate our suffering. The Bible is very clear that God gives us beauty for ashes. The Bible is very clear that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The Bible is very clear that all things work together for those who love the Lord. And also, many of us are in this cyclical pattern of disappointment with God because we are looking for the latter, the second half, the other side of what we're going through to vindicate the level of suffering that we feel like we have endured. Let that eat you up like it ate me up, friend. Let that eat you up like it ate me up. I said, oh, Lord, verily, verily, you are correct. How many of us are upset
because God told you to leave that man and you left that man thinking that you would meet your husband within 30 days, but that's not what happened. And because you're looking for external validation to be the thing in which God utilizes, and when I say external validation, really more so external material validation to be the thing that signifies that God loves you. What about all the lessons that you learned, friend, about how God has grown you and you would never find yourself in a situation where you were in a situationship like you were with that man? What about how God has grown you through the suffering, how he has changed you, transformed you, how he has validated your identity? When you see Jesus get baptized in the Jordan River by his cousin, John the Baptist, the sky opens up, a dove comes down, and the Lord says, "This is my son with whom I'm well pleased." That level of public validation. Okay, because people need to see it on you. I have friends of mine who are like, "Girl, there's just a glow, something changing about you." Yes, because the Lord has been growing me. He has been teaching me pace. He has been teaching me peace. He has been teaching me how to break free from the productivity gospel. And I am satisfied. I am content in the fact that, yeah, it's my 35th birthday. I ain't doing nothing big and I don't need to, because God is big in my life. I want you to know that me, even 6-8 months ago, would have been wilding out. But there is just a new level of grace, a new level of submission that God has given me. And what we don't really recognize often enough is that the fruit of the Spirit of love, peace, patience, joy, kindness, gentleness, self-control, like those things are internal first before there's ever a level of external material validation that comes with it. And so many of us are so disappointed because we have placed expectations on God, expectation even on how he redeems us, expectation on how we want to be shown that we're loved, that has a lot more to do with proving a point publicly than it does with exalting and glorifying God in our life. And because of that, it has us in a chokehold. And I want us to let it go. Let it go. What point are you trying to prove and to who? If God says, "This is my daughter with whom I'm well pleased," what else is there for you to prove? And mind you, if you read the scripture, after that public validation, Jesus was sent into the wilderness, led by the Holy Spirit to be tempted by the devil. But because external validation addresses wounds and trauma that we have, we are looking for that to be the symbol of God's love instead of the person that he's turning you into. And I want you to free yourself from that level of expectation. And it's really entitlement. Free yourself so you can really just enjoy what it is that God is giving you. Because he's a good, good father. The word says that he would never leave us nor forsake us, and he would never withhold any good thing from us. So the things that we don't have, instead of us getting frustrated, instead of us getting angry, instead of us getting resentful, let's ask ourselves, God, is that really good for me? Is that good for me in my current condition? Is it good for me to have access to that? Or would it be something that would ruin me? Would it be something that would pull me away from you? Would it be something that would destroy my character? Would it be something that would show that I really don't have as much integrity in my life as I think that I do? God, what if you are a good father, which I know, and you said that you would withhold no good thing from me, then it must not be good for me. We question God's character and question our identity before we ask the real questions. Why do I want this particular thing? If God is freeing you, let's say you're coming out of a financial difficulty, right? You're like, "God, I want a house." He has you downsize. However, the amount of money that you have left over after you pay your bills, you're financially free. And some of us would be mad because we don't have a 6,000 square foot mansion. Why? What is that external validation? What is the motive? What is the motive behind that? If God is putting you in a place where you have a home and it's a beautiful home, and you have money left over, you've been begging God for financial independence, financial freedom. He gives it to you, but because it did not come with you being a millionaire, somehow God is not good? Somehow you're not loved? No, friend, we are looking for external circumstances to validate our suffering. We're looking for external circumstances to vindicate things that we've lost or had to endure instead of allowing the Lord to utilize that stuff to sanctify us, to refine us, and to make us look more like Him. And spiritual maturity is being able to go, ooh, clock it, and then address it. I don't want you to feel down. I don't want you to feel bad about yourself, but I want you to really ask yourself, half of these things that I'm praying for, do I feel like I'm entitled to it? Not because God is good and I've been faithful, but because God, haven't I endured enough? And I've had this very real conversation with God, like, Lord, verily, verily, have I not endured enough? Have I not? But what did Job say? How dare we try to partake in the blessings of God, but not also share in the sufferings? There are going to be times, friend, where God does not reveal all of the detail. Some of us are not mature enough to handle it. We have to really learn how to stay in a child's place. We really do. We know even how to be good soldiers, and we know how to suffer well, some of us, or we'll at least at minimum endure the suffering. But you know what we don't do well? We do not handle the mysteries of God well. There are some things that God is not going to reveal to us in this lifetime. And so that external validation, it gives you a way to say, hey, I did this. I had to endure this, but look at what God has done. And if we're not careful, we will take that as the only way to measure that God is good or God has kept us. But every time we wake up, that is really what we are able to say. God is good and He's kept me. He's with me. He's for me. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. They be looking a little prospery, prosper adjacent, but they will not prosper. And I really pray, friend, that you hear what I'm saying, that we learn how to have reverence for the mysteries of God. And then we stop seeking external validation as a way to vindicate our suffering. God is so much bigger than the stuff. God is so much bigger, and you're so much more than the things that you accumulate, than the achievements that you are able to show up and have. And they're great, but you're so much more than that, friend. And I really want you to understand that. I really want you to know that your value and your worth is rooted in your identity and not in the achievements that you are able to boast about. That's our Father. He don't care about the achievements. They're cool. He'll use them. But He loved you while you were still formed in your mother's womb. He loved us while we were yet sinners. He sent His Son to die for us. And I need us to understand that His love, if we are not mature enough to really take a step back, it's beyond what we can ever comprehend. It goes beyond the external stuff. Sure, He'll give you things. He gave me a dog for my birthday, okay? He will. But more than anything, He's giving you life and life more abundantly. More than anything, He's given you justification because Jesus died for you. So you're justified to be saved. More than anything, He's giving you the ability to access Him. And that's so much more than the external stuff, the aesthetic. And it's hard because we see it, but faith is not what we see. We walk by faith, not by sight. And I want us to really let that resonate with us this week. Learn how to endure the mysteries of God. Have reverence for the fact that I just got to stay in a child's place sometimes. Because he's protecting me from something if he don't give me the detail. Go read Job and that beef that the Lord and Job had when Job was like, hey, bro, I was minding my business. I was serving you real good. I'm the only person over here on the east side doing so. What is this? And God said, what you know about making the sun come up and go down? Like, there are so many things that we think that we are mature enough to handle. But if we really understood the things that God protects us from that we don't even see or have to consider, we would have so much more reverence and gratitude. And so we have to stop looking for...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Friends, something that stresses me out in my quiet time is when I'm trying to highlight something in the book of Joshua, but somehow the ink ends up in the book of Revelation, and the Lord has supplied a solution, Mr. Pen. Mr. Pen is an amazing company that was started by Christian teachers in Louisiana, and girl, you can tell, these Bible study supplies are phenomenal. I have the Bible journaling kit. I also got the Bible study sticky notes and the tabs, and girl, they are everything I need and more. And you need it too, friend. The Bible study kit has highlighters that do not bleed through my Bible. I only want Christ to bleed for me. I don't need the highlighters to do the same. And Mr. Pen has figured out the solution. It has pens, highlighters. It has stickers for prophecies, themes. Like, it is literally everything. And because teachers are teachers, it has a bag to put all of my supplies in. I am in love. The Bible study sticky tabs have dates for me to hold myself accountable to memorizing my verses. So I'm not just sitting there staring at them, but I'm able to continue to really progress in learning the word and keeping it in my heart. And I am in love. They even have custom products for churches, schools, conferences. They sell school supplies. They have Bibles. Everything that you need is over at Mr. Pen. So whether you're upgrading your own quiet time or you want to gift for a friend, Mr. Pen is the move. I need you to shop the best Bible journaling supplies on the market and fantastic gifts for the ladies in your life at MrPen.com. That's MRPEN.com. And guess what? Our audience gets a special discount. Use the code PURPOSE10 at checkout to get 10% off of your entire order today. That is MrPen.com and use the code PURPOSE10 at checkout to get 10% off of your entire order today. These external things to be a measurement of God's love in our relationship with Him. You can expect nice things. You can even want things from God. But entitlement will eat us up, especially if our heart posture is to try to get external validation. So friend, I pray that this really resonates with you and that you hear what the Lord is saying and that you carry this throughout the week. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to take the next couple of minutes to get ready for the week. Now, here's what I recognize. I recognize that our last episode was probably a little bit longer than what we anticipated. So I'm going to allow you the space to do this on your own. But what I want to do is make sure that I'm always dropping you off this weekly wisdom. And so here's what you do first. Make sure that you take the time to brain dump. Start with your baseline.
make sure that you are writing everything out that you need to get done for this week. I am getting ready for boards this week, so that's really big on my planner. A lot of things that I've had on my brain had to do with the app. A lot of what I did this week, the Lord allowed me to have some clarity and some strategy. I'm really excited to let y'all know about that in the next upcoming week. And then you're going to look at your brain dump. Take a look at your baseline. Okay? These are things that have to be done. You cannot get rid of them. Understand your capacity. Then I want you to look at the rest of what you need to get done throughout this week and be real about what has to get done. And then you're going to take your piece of paper and you're going to write out your matrix. And if you need a little bit of more assistance with this, there's actually a homework assignment within the app that talks about the Eisenhower matrix, which is the framework that we use for this step in the accountability call. But I want you to really take the time to do that. And remember, we're either going to do the things first because they're urgent and important. You're going to plan to do it because it's important but not urgent. You're going to either delegate it or automate it because it's urgent but not necessarily important, or you're going to get rid of it. Get rid of it. So as you go through and you look throughout what has to get done this week, make sure that as you go through and you're marking something to do first or to prioritize, that you are asking yourself, is this urgent and important? Or is it urgent because someone else wants it? Remember that if you are overfilling the prioritization box, it's going to increase that cognitive load. It's going to cause a stress response. You execute better when there's no more than 3 to 5 things per week that is here outside of what you have to do in your baseline. You're going to plan. Have those things that are important, but not urgent. So a good example of this for me, I'm studying for boards this week. Urgent, important, I have to prioritize that. I have to prioritize watching my videos, have to prioritize doing my diagnostic readiness test. These are things that get priority on my schedule. There are things like making sure that I'm ready for next month with our devotional for the app, etc., that are important, but not time bound, not urgent. So I can look at my calendar. I can give it a time slot, and then I can decide when I'm going to do it. It's going to be after I take these people's boards, but before it comes out for September. Then look at those things that are urgent, but not necessarily important. These are things that you have a time behind, but it doesn't necessarily have to have your direct involvement. A good example of this was I needed to drop off my hair to my hairstylist, okay, because I'm getting the bust down for my birthday. And I was studying for boards on Saturday, so yesterday. And I looked at my husband and said, let me tell the whole truth. He looked at me and said, hey, why? I can just take it. It was important, urgent even, because my appointment is on Tuesday. I needed to get the hair to her so she could do what she needed to do with the closure, et cetera, et cetera. But my husband was able to take it from me so I could take that time to study, to focus on what I needed to prioritize. So if you are having a hard time automating or delegating, ask yourself, am I holding on to this out of control, guilt, or perfection? If so, then you got to let it go like Elsa. Okay? Let it go like Elsa, friend. And then what tasks do you need to delete from your brain dump? If I never did this, would anything important change? If the answer is no, let it go. Some of us are busy. And we don't even recognize that the stuff that you're tripping over is not important, neither is it urgent. If it's all a priority, then nothing's a priority, Bookie. And then once you get done putting everything in its appropriate slots. Remember, we give it our CPR pass-through. Connection, posture, rhythm. Ask, am I bringing this into relationship with God and with others? How are you asking God for wisdom this week? What is it that you need? Do you need wisdom? Do you need provision? Do you need courage? Do you need clarity? Now that you see what's on your task list this week, what is it that you need? And I want you to write that down and bring it into prayer and write down tangible examples of what it is that you need. Look at your posture. Am I carrying this in a way that's aligned with God's lead and not just my capacity? Is the way that I'm planning this going to drain me unnecessarily? Listen, I'm going to take boards, but it's not about to stress me out. Am I nervous? Sure, but I trust God and I trust the work that I've been putting in, and it's going to be what it is at the end of the day. It's going to be what it is. Can you take the task that you're looking at and can you make them simpler without compromising the purpose? So for me, I'm going to keep doing questions. This is not the time for me to go out and find 15 other programs that I'm going to try to start doing because it's the week of boards. No, ma'am. No, ma'am, sister. What I'm going to do is keep doing what I've been doing. I'm going to continue to study. I'm going to be diligent in that. I'm going to trust God, and the outcome will be what the outcome is. And if I got to run it back another time, that'll just be it. And then finally, rhythm. Can I do this without breaking sustainable pace? There is a new project, specifically a guide that I have the idea to write to help people with emotional awareness and identification. It is on the tip of my thoughts, on the tips of my heart. I want to write it real bad. If I started writing, it would distract me from studying, which is my prioritization. So that's why it's on the plan list when I'm done. It's on the plan list, friend. But right now, I could not start writing that and it not break my sustainable pace. So as I get little ideas, I can write them down. But I'm not going to break my pace or break my stride because I got a new idea. Once you have gone through and you have done your Eisenhower matrix, where you are planning and prioritizing, once you have made sure that your connection, your posture, and your rhythm are intact, go ahead and write that stuff in your planner, friend. I'm excited to hear how your week is going. Write all of your fixed commitments first. Then put your do first items in your planner where you have some margin. If you have to break up those items, do not be blind, sister girl, to how much time it's going to take you. It's going to take me all day to study. It's pretty much all I'm going to be doing this week outside of these intermittent celebrations for my birthday. All day, I'm going to be in these people's questions. I'm going to be learning about the differences and knowing the differences between SSRIs and SNRIs. And I'm going to know the difference between which one of the cytochrome 450 enzymes. I'm going to know it. Okay. Is it the 2D6 inhibitor or inducer? That's what I'm doing this week. That's just it. If I get a couple other things done, great. So for instance, right now I'm working to get the app out to people that have an Android. So yesterday I took the time to go ahead and do what I need to do with the Google Play Store. There's actually another big app update that's coming out with Apple. I submitted that. So all of that's submitted. I shouldn't have to do a lot of things, but there's margin in my schedule. But more than anything, what I'm doing this week is studying. put that into your planner and break it up. So it may be for me, tomorrow morning, I'm going to watch some videos. Tomorrow afternoon, I do 100 questions. Notice how I'm not putting simply study in my planner. It's like, no, I'm going to watch these videos in the morning, and then I'm going to do 100 questions. You may have to break it up. It may be 50 during this hour and 50 during the following hour. Then the things that need to get planned. Writing the September devotional for the app. That needs to get planned. It's going to go right into next week. Not this upcoming week starting, I count Sunday as the top of the week. Not starting this week. The week where the 29th is in it. Okay, the week of the 25th, that's when I'm going to put that in my planner. What things can I delegate and automate this week? What things can I move around? So for me, I usually go to physical therapy on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I am rescheduling my physical therapy appointment on Tuesday because I'm going to get my hair done. And I'm going to study while I'm at the hair place. But I'm not about to try to stress myself out to do both. I will see them on Thursday. So I was able to delete an item to lighten up my cognitive load. I ain't really delegate nothing, but I'm deleting that item on Tuesday. It doesn't have to get done. I can go to PT on Thursday. Great. Everything gets done. So understand that you have margin, you have agency, you have freedom. It doesn't make me any less disciplined. My hair got to look cute for Wednesday, baby. I'm going to be 35. Okay? So I pray that this week's accountability session has blessed you. Make sure that you use the link in the show notes to drop off any questions. Let me know if this is helpful for y'all. I don't know unless y'all give me feedback. Okay, if y'all want to do anything for me for my birthday, lock in. Give me feedback. Be in the app. Say the things. I want to know what y'all need, friend. I'm really trying to be helpful. Okay? Let me know what it is that you need. If there's anything that you want to talk about within on these accountability calls. And we may even get to a point where we're just dropping off a little bit of wisdom to get you through your week and encouraging you to plan, to take that time. Make sure you take and do the actual brain dump, that you allow the Lord to lead you as you make your decisions. Allow him to help you with your capacity. Make sure that you're taking steps toward the life that you're praying for, friend, because you've been given the authority. I want to hear how y'all are doing, so check in with me. I love you, friend. I'm excited for this week, not just because it's my birthday, but it is. But it is, okay? I love you, friend. Make sure you rate and review the show. If you want to do anything for me, do that. Drop a review. Let me know what you love about the show. Download the Spiritual Well app. Use it. Let it bless you, girl. And I will talk to y'all on Wednesday.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.